You are Locked On Jets, your daily podcast on the New York Jets, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to the Locked On Jets podcast as we start a new week. It's Monday, August 6th, 2018, and I'm John B. from GangreneNation.com. If you enjoy the show, subscribe to it on iTunes or Spotify, and leave the show a good review on iTunes if you do enjoy it. Well, the Jets had their green and white practice Saturday night at Rutgers, and I told you on Friday I thought I was going to go. I ended up not going, so did not catch any of the action. But from what I understand, you know, a very exciting night at Rutgers. You know, crowd apparently was great. Sam Darnold looking promising, so lots of optimism around this franchise, which has been the standard operating procedure since the Jets drafted Sam Darnold. And a report came out over the weekend from Adam Schefter that Darnold's going to have a legitimate shot at winning the starting quarterback job. So, you know, plenty of good stuff happening with this franchise right now. But Saturday there was a little bit of bad news, and Kelvin Beachum, the starting left tackle, missed practice. He did not suit up, and after the practice, Todd Bowles, the head coach, indicated that Beachum was not day-to-day but week-to-week with a foot injury. So the troubling news from the Jets for the Jets in terms of that injury, because Beachum is a very important player on the offensive line. And actually, that gave me the idea for today's show topic, which kind of deals with depth on the team. And we're going to talk about the level of concern Jets fans should have if starters go down at each position. Kind of take a look, go position by position, because this Beachum injury, I think, is very concerning. So what positions do the Jets have quality depth at? What positions do they not have quality depth at? And what positions are, you know, just not looking good no matter who plays there? So let's jump right in. We'll start at the quarterback position. And we'll say, you know, we'll use as our guidelines, we'll say, you should not be concerned, you should have a moderate level of concern, or you should have a lot of concern if there's an injury at a position. And at quarterback, I think, as crazy as it sounds, I'd say moderate. I mean, most teams, you'd say the starting quarterback, you'd be very concerned. But I think I just have a moderate level of concern at the quarterback position if somebody went down. Now, I think you can't say that there's no concern, because we don't know who's going to start at quarterback, but somebody is probably going to take the bull by the horns, grab onto this starting quarterback job, and that's the person who's going to be, you know, who's really going to stand out. That's going to be the guy who is better than the other option. So you downgrade a quarterback position even a little bit, it's going to hurt the team. Now, that said, I think at this point, at least, you know, we don't know what the Jets are going to do with Teddy Bridgewater. Are they going to trade him? But let's say Darnold starts. If Darnold gets hurt, heaven forbid Darnold, we shouldn't even be talking about that. But heaven forbid something happens to Darnold, you do have Teddy Bridgewater, a former first-round pick, to come off the bench. And you have Josh McCown, who, not as promising, you know, but a veteran nonetheless who understands the system, has at least operated with competency to some extent in the system. So I'd say there would be a moderate level of concern. Bridgewater goes down, then you have a blue chip prospect in Darnold and McCown. If McCown starts and he's, you know, something happens to him, again, you have a former first round pick in Bridgewater and a blue chip. So you have options. You have options to follow whoever starts at quarterback. Now, your starter's going to be the best player, so you can't say losing that player would have no impact. And we don't know who that player is going to be yet. But for once, the Jets actually have some pretty decent depth at quarterback. I mean, usually they have nobody. So I would say moderate concern. At the running back position, if there was an injury, I would not have a lot of concern. I like the backfield the Jets have. Now, the backfield depth has already taken a hit, though, because Elijah McGuire is hurt. So I think we factor that in. If we're saying, I would probably even go pre-McGuire with this assessment, because at that point you had Bilal Powell, you had Isaiah Crowell, and you had McGuire. So even with McGuire going down, McGuire was slated to be the third back, you still have two guys who have proven themselves to be pretty solid backs in the NFL, in Crowell and Powell. If you lose either Crowell or Powell, again, you still have a solid back lining up behind your quarterback. So at the very least, you know, you're not in a dire situation at the quarterback position. You at least have, again, you have some options there. So at the running back position, I like the depth. I think the Jets are okay. I'm not going to panic if there's an injury. Now, there already was an injury, but I'm not going to panic if there's an injury there. Let's move to the wide receiver position. And I think I would say you could go back and forth between major concern and moderate concern. I might go moderate concern because I do think that there's potential in this group of receivers. You know, Chad Hansen, of course, had the offseason program, had an outstanding offseason program. You have Terrell Pryor, who, yes, he was a 1,000-yard receiver a couple years ago in Cleveland, but he really only had 1 year, and in some ways he was kind of force-fed the ball on a bad team, so maybe his stats were inflated a little bit. But there's potential there. Maybe even Ardarius Stewart can grow a little bit. There are pieces there who could potentially make an impact for the team. So it's not necessarily the end of the world. But with that said, I mean, you really only have two guys who are A, have put together a good season, and B, you go into 2018 with full confidence in, and those are Robbie Anderson and Quincy Enunwa. And it's kind of, I guess maybe it's kind of strange because they each have only put together one quality season apiece, and neither has gone over the 1,000-yard mark. So, you know, maybe I'm putting too much faith in them, but I have faith in those guys on a level I don't have on the guys beneath them on the depth chart. With those guys, I've seen them produce. I've seen them show that they're quality NFL starters. The guys beneath them on the depth chart, you're kind of hoping, you're kind of playing on potential. And that's different than the other positions we've talked about. Running back, you know, you have Powell, Crowell. One goes down, you at least have a guy who's proven they can produce in the NFL level. And again, at the quarterback position, it's a little different because you've got guys who have upside there. You've guys who are, you know, first round type picks. You know, it's different when you're talking about a first round pick than when you're talking about, you know, kind of a low risk free agent signing, low risk high reward free agent signing in Pryor, or a mid round pick in Hansen. When you're talking former first round picks at quarterback, it's a little different. So I think you have to have a moderate level of concern. I think it could still work out if the Jets lose a receiver. So that's why I don't think I'd hit the panic button in that situation. But I do think that, you know, there would be a drop off. There would have to be some level of concern. Now let's move on to the offensive line, which is the really topical area. And because Kelvin Beachum is hurt and he is going to miss some time. Now, it's not clear he's going to miss the start of the regular season. You know, the Jets have been kind of vague on it. So week to week, we still have a lot of time before the start of the regular season. We haven't even started preseason yet. So 4 preseason games, still plenty of time. And we're talking about, you know, a month or so to heal up for Beachum. Now, that said, this especially goes for Beachum, but I think any injury on the offensive line, 5 alarms. I mean, that is a major issue. I don't want to say panic, but it's a major, major concern if the Jets lose anybody on this offensive line, because this offensive line, this starting unit does not look great, but there's at least a path where you could think they could be like middle of the pack. They could be respectable. Now, this, no matter what happens, I mean, this offensive line just really does not have the upside to be an upper, you know, a top tier offensive line. But if everything goes right for this offensive line, you know, they're at least, you can at least talk yourself into, there are enough players there. You have Beachum, Carpenter, Spencer Long, Brandon Shell, and Brian Winters. And I know I inverted Shell and Winters. Winters is inside a guard, Shell's outside a tackle. But there's at least, you can at least talk yourselves into each of these guys being a credible player. And if all 5 guys are credible players, then you have a solid offensive line. The Jets have absolutely zero depth. I mean, I don't see any reason to have confidence in a single player who is a backup on the offensive line could play credible football. And left tackle is the most troubling position to get an injury at, because of course that's the player who protects the quarterback's blind side. So this is a big deal if Beachum misses any real action, if his training for the season is slowed down in any way. This is a big problem. This is potentially a major, major problem for the Jets. I think I would even say, out of all the positions on the field, the one the Jets can least afford an injury at is the offensive line. Because first of all, because it's not a great unit to begin with, and second of all, because you just you have nobody as uninspiring as the starters are on this team. The backups are just not looking very good. And it sounds like our old buddy Ben Igelano replaced Beachum for Saturday's practice. So maybe he'll finally start to get some playing time after, you know, kind of getting a redshirt year last year with all the money he was making. But that is not a situation that should inspire confidence in anybody. And then we move to the tight end position, which, you know, there shouldn't be any level of panic there, but not in kind of a different way than I'd say at other positions, because in a different way than I'd say at the running back position. The running back position is because you have multiple credible players, multiple proven players. At tight end, you really don't have anything, so you're losing, you know, if you lose a guy, you're not probably not losing a guy who's that great. The guy behind him can probably produce the same level. Now, the bad news on that front is the same level is probably not much production. It's just the Jets are just not going to be a tight end dependent team this year. Now, you want to say Eric Tomlinson because he helps the run game with his blocking. Okay, I can understand that. You want to argue maybe some moderate concern from that standpoint, sure. But this is just not going to be an offense that's going to depend much on its tight end. It's not an offense that's probably going to get much from its tight end position. It's just not a group where you really have much talent or much upside at this point. And, you know, I understand there are a few guys flashing, and maybe Neil Sterling, you know, Herndon, the fourth-round pick. You know, these guys are flashing a little bit. It's one thing to flash the first week of training camp. It's another to go out and produce in regular season games. So I think we're still a long way from the Jets feeling good about their tight end position. And so I think, you know, an injury there might not be a big deal just from the standpoint that you don't really have a lot to work with there. Let's move to the defensive side of the ball. And I'd say on the defensive line, you know what I would say is I would give you the same answer at tight end that I would not have a lot of concern. But again, it would be a different reason. It would be more like the running back situation where I have confidence in the Jets' defensive line depth, which is maybe a late-breaking development because of some of the moves they made later on in the offseason. But, you know, I think you have a good starting group. I project Henry Anderson probably going to be a starter on the defensive line. So you'll have Anderson, you'll have Steve McClendon, and you'll have Leonard Williams. So that, you know, that's a solid group. That's a solid group to start with. But behind them, you know, you have Mike Pinnell, who did a good job last year. I thought was kind of an unsung hero last year. Did a good job as a rotational guy. You've got the high ceiling young guy Nathan Shepard, who, again, is a guy who's flashing early in camp. Again, we need to see a little bit more. Flashing early in camp is one thing, to go out and produce once the game start, that's quite another. But again, you have a high ceiling upside, a high ceiling player there. And you have Xavier Cooper, who I thought did a pretty solid job last year near the end of the season. So I think the Jets actually have good depth on the defensive line. And I don't think now Williams is Williams is kind of the wild card there, because you lose Leonard Williams, it's a big drop off. But in terms of what the Jets have, I think the Jets have done a pretty good job on the defensive line, stocking themselves up, building depth there. So I think that's a solid group. Now you look at the edge, that's a different story. The edge is pretty much the same thing as tight end position, where you just don't really have a lot of quality there. You don't have a lot of guys you can count on. So I would not concern myself much, but it's in kind of a negative context because there aren't many players there. I like Jordan Jenkins. I like, you know, I like what he brings to the table as an early down player, but I'm not sure he's going to, you know, I think he can produce more as a pass rusher than we saw last year, but I don't think he's going to be a guy. He's not going to be a 10-sack guy. He's not going to be a guy you build your pass rush around. It's going to be more of a supporting player. But after that, I'm really not a big fan of what the Jets have there. So, you know, that's a spot where I think the Jets are a little weak, and I think it's just a spot where they don't have quality. I just don't think there are many quality players at that position for this team. So, in terms of depth, if you don't have quality starters, you know, you don't really have depth. But so plenty of so certainly a situation where, you know, you're not necessarily overly concerned, but it's because you're not expecting much out of the position. And in all honesty, this one's more problematic than tight end is, because you can work around a lack of tight ends, whereas working around a lack of edge rushers, well, lack of guys on the edge, that's a different scenario. That's tougher to do. So, you know, tough spot for the Jets, but it is where we are. Let's move to the off-ball linebacker position now, and that's a position where I think the Jets have pretty solid depth. You have Darren Lee and Avery Williamson, who are your starters, but you also have guys who have experience backing them up. You have Kevin Pierre-Lewis, you have Kevin Minter. So it's a spot where I'm actually more concerned about what you're getting from the starters there, because this is a big year for Lee. Lee's first 2 years have not been all that spectacular, so I think that you're concerned. I think I'm concerned about what the Jets are going to get from Lee, because for this defense to work, you know, we just talked about the lack of edge rushers. That means you're going to have to get production from other places. You're going to have to get superior production from other places. The Jets are going to need Lee to play like a first rounder. He is not to this point, but I think it's a little still a little too early to give up on him. But that said, I think this is his make or break year. There are no more. You know, I don't think there are any more excuses left for Lee this year. I mean, he's not new to the position anymore. You know, it was a bit of a transition. He's playing a different role with the Jets than he had played in the past. He knows the defense well enough that he's going to be, one of the guys kind of taking the role of the quarterback on the field, as Todd Bowles has told us. So plenty on Lee's plate this year. I'm concerned about him. I actually think the Jets have pretty solid depth behind him. I think they have some experienced guys. So from that standpoint, I kind of like what they have for off-ball linebackers. Even if the guy, look, nobody's got superstars as backups, but for what the Jets have backing up a linebacker, I think that's I don't dislike this group. I think it's a pretty solid group, and I'd feel fairly comfortable if they had to step in for a couple games. I think the Jets could probably figure out a way to squeeze quality play out of the guys that they have. Now let's move to cornerback, and I would say major concern. I don't think there's great depth here. I don't love the starters, to be honest with you. Tremaine Johnson's he's a solid corner. There's no doubt about it. He's a quality corner. I think maybe solid's probably selling him short. He's a good corner. He's probably a middle-of-the-pack number one type corner. So you're fine there. Morris Claiborne, up and down. You know, he's never really put together a full quality 16-game season. Last year, great first half, really kind of struggled down the stretch. Buster Skrine, again, very up and down. So you have up and down guy. After Johnson, you have guys who are very up and down. But after that, there are guys who I'm not even sure would be up and down. You have Rashard Robinson, who's suspended. You have Justin Burris. I don't like what you have at the cornerback position. And what's concerning is that bad cornerback play is something that loses you games quicker in the NFL than almost anything else, because if an offense identifies the weak link at corner, they will just keep going after that guy, after that guy, after that guy, and then you've got a big problem. I mean, you can lose a game because of a bad corner. So I think what the Jets have, I don't love the depth the Jets have at corner. Now, again, I know people are going to talk about players flashing early in camp, and maybe that'll turn the tide a little bit. You know, Perry Nickerson apparently having a good camp. One of the kids the Jets drafted last year in the late rounds is one of the standouts in camp. So I'm only giving you, and that's Derek Jones. I am not so. I mean, look, that can change. I'm just telling you where I'm at right now. By the end of camp, after I see these guys in preseason a little bit, maybe we'll have a different viewpoint. And honestly, one of the best ways to find depth is just developing late round picks like a Nickerson, like a Jones. So maybe things will change a little bit, and maybe by the end. But there's a long way to go between now and the regular season. It's one thing to say guys have put together a good couple practices early in training camp. It's another to say that you have faith in them to step on to the field in NFL games and produce. Now, again, I like what I like. It's good that we're hearing these positive reports early out of camp. By the end of camp, we may reassess. I may have more confidence in this group. I'm just telling you where I'm at right now, and I'll need to see more before I have confidence in this group of corners. So I think this is a position where I don't love the depth, and I would be quite concerned if the Jets suffered an injury. And finally, at safety, again, that's a spot where I'd be pretty concerned if the Jets suffered an injury. And it's not necessarily that I think the backups are bad at safety, because I think the Jets have actually put together, they brought in some pretty decent players. I don't think it would be a terrible situation at safety, but it's just the Jets are counting so much on getting so much out of Jamal Adams and Marcus May this year. Those guys are going to have to be difference makers in this defense. Again, how do you make up the difference for not having an edge rusher? Well, one way is to have dynamic safety play, playmaking safety. So I don't think that anybody behind Adams or May has the ability they have to be game changers. So I would have to say that any injury at safety, even though I don't think it would destroy the Jets at the position, it would take away pretty much any chance you had of having difference makers back there. So I would be very concerned at the safety position if the Jets suffered any injuries. That'll do it for our show today. Thank you for listening. This has been the Locked On Jets podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. If you enjoyed the show, subscribe on either iTunes or Spotify and leave the show a good review in iTunes. Hope you have a great Monday. We'll be back again on Tuesday. Take care, everybody.